Hi everyone. Mixelis here. How are you doing today? The previous week was certainly the day for Pokemon Fan. I wish I could have made a video during that time celebrating it, but I was too excited and with my friends, so I decided to do it later instead. I have decided to express my happiness at seeing my mascot, which inspires me and so many others, finally achieving a major advancement, which is Mega Evolution. Greninja's lack of recognition and downplaying, especially in Scarlet and Violet, caused me to feel sad and disappointed. We indeed had a Terror Raid battle against it as a poison type, just like the other Kalos starters. My point is that Ash Greninja's form was retconned in both the anime and Pokemon Journey. Same thing is happening in the game itself. They eliminated that form entirely and instead enhanced its attack, special attack, and speed. While it's great, switching out will result in a loss of all that stat increase. In Sun and Moon, it stays because it was a form change. So even if you switch out, the stat won't be lost. I tweeted about it pretty much ranting a few days ago, and the previous week, the Pokemon finally got its justice. Not only that, but the whole starter squad finally got a Mega Evolution. 13 years have passed. It was unfair that the Kalos starter that premiered in XY did not receive Mega Evolution, but the Kanto starter and Blaziken did. It never made sense to me, but now it's history. I'm happy that the Pokemon is now upside down and has a big shuriken above it. The artwork's depiction of it makes me enjoy it. It's as if it's saying, "Don't worry, I'll take care of things quickly." Its posture is also very cool. Initially, it seemed like a ninja, with its poses and everything, but now it appears to be a real ninja, as if it's ready to unleash a ninjutsu attack. I was reminded of Naruto while seeing that. But it was expected from Greninja. Greninja displayed that pose in Sun and Moon both when winning a fight against a totem, and when I'm preparing to use a move as a special animation. We've always had goofy Mega Evolutions like Dragonite and Victreebel, as well as cool ones like Hawlucha, but still acting goofy. This time we only got cool Mega Evolution and acting cool too. I like its new color scheme. It reminds me of its shiny appearance, but it really resembles a ninja with those color themes. From a design perspective, I give it a 7.9 out of 10 and overall, I give all Kalos starters a 9.9 out of 10. Although it's not perfect, I understand why it was done that way and it makes perfect sense as explained earlier. I just wish it had something very significant. We got it with the fact that it is upside down and also has a big shuriken, but I wish it was a little buffer so it could increase tons of defenses at the very least. Substitute is a ninja move that Greninja has, but it's not useful if it doesn't have sufficient defense stats. I'm also okay with its type not changing. Well, what about their comparison? What about Ash Greninja design and Mega Greninja design? Ash Greninja and Mega Greninja are fairly similar in terms of design, but I think Ash Greninja has an edge. Fan service has nothing to do with it, I just have a better appreciation for its design. Perhaps the red color of Ash Greninja makes it stand out more than the Mega design. My preference is for the shuriken to be behind Greninja, not above or below, as it's upside down in its Mega Evolution. Both still make sense, don't get me wrong, I just prefer it to be behind. I'm only discussing its design, but what about its information and its capabilities? I would certainly give an edge to Mega Greninja, and let me explain why. Let's begin by discussing its information. It uses its incredible reflexes to launch attacks at opponents while they are distracted by the sight of it clinging to a gigantic water shuriken. This is clearly aura farming here. But also what? Incredible reflexes? This is honestly crazy. I think you don't understand how crazy this is, but before explaining why, let's continue. This ninja Pokemon foregoes stealth to make full use of its sharpened reflexes. Unleashing the energy of Mega Evolution has dramatically improved Mega Greninja's reflexes. It intentionally reveals itself to push opponents into attacking. Then, It detects their incoming attacks and moves so swiftly that it's able to strike first. Normally, Greninja would appear in a flash and disappear like a ninja. Now that it has Mega Evolved, it no longer bothers to hide itself, demonstrating to opponents its confidence that it will win. The fact that the Pokémon is no longer hiding and has decided to reveal itself is great. It's not hiding anymore, it's now in full attack mode, ready to annihilate any opponent that tries to get rid of it. Let's discuss its reflexes now. Do you know what this reminds me of?
Goku is focused only on Jiren now, or rather on the battle itself. He is throwing his whole body and soul into the fleeting moment of each strike, allowing the flames of his power to rage freely, unrestrained by the walls of thought. Concerns for his universe, or the gap in their powers, his hesitation, his impatience, his fear, he has given them all to the fire and let them burn, so that now there is only himself, his opponent, and the fight. Soon he will reach a realm still faster, keener, and deeper than instinct, where even that awareness will blur and fade.
Yeah. I think you definitely know what I mean by that. This is clearly Ultra Instinct right there. The most impressive thing is that its head turned white, just like Goku's complete Ultra Instinct. Even Goku was so relaxed while beating Kefla with a Kamehameha upside down. Even in Dragon Ball FighterZ, there are instances where he is upside down while attacking. Regardless of all the information I have given, especially if you are a Dragon Ball fan, if you don't feel excited, there's no way I can change your opinion. These quotes also remind me of the Sharingan, where it can read movement before the attack is launched. For example, if you have watched Naruto, you know that Naruto fights at the Valley of the End. Sasuke was able to unlock his powers. His Sharingan unlocked 3 Tomo. It reminded me of that too. Sasuke is confident in beating Naruto and has avoided all Naruto's attacks. Mega Greninja was given the exact same description. This is the peak of aura farming at the next level. Let's continue with the following information we have received. It clings upside down to a giant floating water shuriken that was created from a gel-like membrane secreted from its body. Opponents caught off guard by its surprising appearance are then wrapped up in its long tongue and prevented from attacking. It charges toward immobilized opponents to attack from its gigantic and rapidly spinning shuriken. While reading the information, I immediately think of Naruto and its wind style, Rasen Shuriken. The act of wrapping up its opponent and lashing their attack is both brutal and disrespectful, and you know what? I like that. The Pokémon cannot escape due to the rapid launch of the move. It's Chief Kiss. To sum up, I am very pleased that the Kalos and particularly Greninja received something. They totally deserve it. Chestnut and Delphox are particularly noteworthy for their top-notch design. Their design caught me off guard. Chestnut now wears a cape and crown, similar to a king and a white knight. It has become more cumbersome than it was before. Delphox controls 2 branches that float by its side. It's just like they embraced their witchness now. The funny thing is that I recently watched Harry Potter, especially stories with Voldemort. It's clearly Hermione Granger 2.0 now. Nonetheless, their designs are well done. As rated on Twitter, I gave each of them a 9.9 out of 10. I think that's it for my mascot. I'm content with what we obtained. Oh, I forgot one thing. I'm not fully happy, but we are definitely making progress with their Mega Evolution. I explain why. I'm pretty disappointed because their Mega Stone isn't possible to obtain in-game. I wish it was the case. I will not talk much about their information, but I would have preferred to have them in the game. Unfortunately, to obtain them, you need to participate in online ranked battles. That means you have to pay extra to get them. Not only Ash Greninja was completely free to acquire in Sun and Moon, but I remember that to obtain the Mega Stone of the Kanto starter, it required defeating Red as Battle Legend. The task is indeed challenging, but it was still free to get. Although some of them require online access, if I remember correctly. Like I don't know, I wish that the reward for getting them would be defeating someone important like Kalem or Serena or even the squad from XY, but it seems like it's not the case. Now I'm pretty scared that they won't appear in the end. I would say, however, that Greninja got another justice here for being the first one to get, and it will be available as soon as the game is out. Despite the fact that it should have been the last Pokemon based on the starter order. However, I think it's reasonable since it was the Pokemon of 2020. Despite that, I am concerned that Greninja may be disliked as being the first one to be selected due to the fact that not all people like Greninja and prefer the other Kalos starter. I think if it were me, I would have preferred all three to be available at the same time, but also being free to get. Because of this, they may hate the Pokemon even more. The thought of Greninja becoming the next Charizard fills me with fear. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I think that's it with what I think mostly on Greninja. I didn't talk much about the new Mega Evolution we got because my primary focus was on discussing my opinion of Mega Greninja. But I will talk about them shortly. I'm really excited about Mega Raichu X and Y. Their designs are great. Their letter complements their fitting shape. Well, I don't even know if I said it right, but I'm sure you get what I mean. Mega Raichu X is my favorite, but Mega Raichu Y is also fantastic because it evokes Pikachu more. It's like seeing Pikachu Mega Evolution here. I'm particularly excited about what's in store in this DLC. The fact that they shared the DLC with us despite the game not being out yet is quite amusing. It's possible that it's because they are preparing another game for next year. That must be what I'm guessing. In this DLC, I pretty much expect some new Mega Evolutions like Flygon, but also to travel to the Kalos region, not just Lumio City, but some parts of Kalos. I am not expecting the entire Kalos, but only a portion of them. In any case, the video was mostly about my mascot, Greninja, and I feel that it was necessary to make this video to celebrate it. Goodbye everyone, and we'll see you in the next Evolution videos. Gekuga.